sad a state of affairs, I think, on the services that exist, that our health services locally and nationally indeed have to come out and make that statement to individuals because of capacity issues that are not new. They're the age-old problem within the HSE. They're known to HSE management, and it's not like as if it has just happened overnight. These pressures are predicted about year on year. The winter pressures now that seem to span the entire year, never mind just, you know, for the flu season and the virus season. But unfortunately, I think it's sad for those out there who are sick, and we don't access ED departments unless we actually feel that we have to.
The HSE has said that some patients, and I quote here, will regrettably experience long wait times in emergency departments, and that urgent patients will always be prioritised for treatment and care. But is this a result of, we've seen a lack of funding, we've seen a lack of staff, we've seen that the health professionals of this country, the doctors, the nurses and the various other health professionals have moved overseas. The country has lost a lot of recently qualified and previously qualified health professionals to this country. Is this a result of that?
I think it's a combination of lots of things. Yes, certainly the capacity, staffing capacity from within our hospitals, from the bed numbers, also the pastures green over hills is also a reason. And I suppose that the biggest one of the whole lot is, and I keep saying it every time I'm on this radio station, is our services are not what they were, and our populations are not what they were 10, 15 years ago. We certainly need to increase capacity. There's been a contraction of services. We only have to look at older person services to actually see how the public bed systems have contracted down within older person services. We also have to look at the whole issue of the delayed discharges out there. Individuals not being able to be discharged from our acute service facility because there's actually no bed to put them into, or there's no family capable of taking them, or there's no service or facility out there in the community that can meet the need. Now, don't get me wrong, there is a wonderful new chronic disease management hub sitting within the Sligo region. There are community intervention teams, but many, 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 many of these services are unknown to the public. You know, I often say it, and I think I said it at the outset, just, you know, I'm always saying it to people. Health never really bothers us, our health, until it becomes an issue for all of us. And when we have to access a hospital, that is the only time that we notice the pressures on a hospital. It's the age-old story of it's only when it's sitting on my back door that it becomes a problem for me. So most of the stuff that happens within health at the minute, it has become normalised from within the population. Unless we have a loved one who is sick or who requires a service or a treatment or an appointment from within the system,